On Sunday, April 8th, the scriptures that inspired today's reflections came from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31, with Jesus appearing to the disciples and then returning to speak to Thomas, and from Acts chapter 4, verses 32 to 35, with the community of followers of God's way coming together to share all that they had so that everyone was cared for. We also remembered on this day that 2 days ago, 30 kilometres north of Tisdale, Saskatchewan, the bus of the Humboldt Broncos, a junior hockey team, was involved in an accident. 15 people on the bus were killed, 14 were injured, 3 severely. Our theme for today was Easter actions, sharing is caring. As we move our way through the Easter season, we meet some familiar stories. As part of sharing our faith heritage, we visit these particular tales often, and depending on where our life is, they speak to us in different ways each time we hear them. In the scripture from John, we hear of Jesus appearing to the disciples. I think it's important to recognize the circumstances that they were in. On Friday, they had watched their friend, mentor, and leader be brutally killed by the authorities of both church and state. They were probably in a state of shock and disbelief. As they began their work of adjusting to this reality, the women who had gone to visit the tomb came to them and said, "Jesus isn't dead, he is risen." Not knowing how this was possible, terrified that the authorities would choose them next, they hid, locked in a room. Jesus found them. This terrified, shocked, and bewildered group of people were almost at a point of non-functioning, and Jesus came to remind them of the power of faith to move them forward. Jesus came through a locked door, breaking down the barriers they had placed for their own safety, and offered them God's peace. Peace be with you. In the midst of horror, of disbelief, God came offering peace. Then Jesus said, "Now go out and share it. As God sent me, I am sending you." So they began to figure out how they would do that. How would they go out and share again the story of God's love and grace, even if they were scared and shaken by what had happened around them? Not everyone was there. Thomas was missing. We don't know why. Maybe he was already out offering pastoral care to community members who were as shocked as the disciples were. Maybe he was buying food for the disciples or for someone else who needed it. Maybe he was just listening on the streets to get the latest gossip about who was doing what, where the safe places were or weren't. But he wasn't there. When his fellow disciples said, "Jesus is back," he was very skeptical. So God gave him what he needed, and Jesus came again. This time he specifically spoke to Thomas. "Here, check this out. Find the truth you need to move forward to share the power of faith. Trust in God." Our story also says that you don't have to see to believe. God's blessings are there for those who need more or those who need less, but offer themselves to God's work. As I wrote this, I was thinking about the folk who are shocked, bewildered, and hurting because of the horrific bus crash that happened 30 kilometres north of Tisdale, Saskatchewan, when the junior hockey team of Humboldt Broncos were involved in a vehicle accident, and 14 were declared dead at the scene with 15 more injured, at least 3 of those severe injuries. Like the disciples of long ago, and the community that was so affected by an incomprehensible death, there is a sense of unrealness in what has happened. If only we could hide behind closed doors, but we can't, and we shouldn't, because it doesn't change what happened. But God will find us. God will find those bewildered parents and families and offer them peace. God will surround them with the Holy Spirit to fill them up with courage and strength, to celebrate the stories of the ones they loved, or to support those who have a long road of recovery ahead. God will give them what they need whenever they are ready to receive it. This is where our other scripture connection comes in. The book of Acts is about what you do after tragedy strikes and how you live in faith through incomprehensible change. The story that we hear today tells us that we do it together. We hear of a community that comes together to share all that they have with each other so that all needs are met. They are pulled together by the common faith in a God of love and a sense of justice. We are sent out to love as God loves us. Within a very short time, first responders were at the scene of the crash. Medical communities mobilized themselves to receive those who needed care. Local communities created care centers for family and friends. Food arrived. Phone chargers arrived. People gave up their time because someone else needed it. It's not easy. The scriptures tell us that communities banded together for a while and then struggled to maintain connections. I wonder if there are times when temporary communities are needed to fulfill a need, and when their task is done, it is all right to move on to the next task or challenge that God has for us. What we know is that faith kept them trying. Faith helped them find new ways of living, of supporting, of loving in a world that could be unpredictable and cruel. The aftermath of the Easter Sunday story has become clouded with bunnies, chickens, and chocolate. We often forget that even though this was a moment of great faith, when God revealed that we didn't need to be afraid, that in the worst moments of life, God will take us into something more. Something we still don't understand. It can take a lifetime of faith to accept that gift of life beyond now. Today we remember the struggle of faithful disciples to comprehend disaster and to rely on faith and God's love to move them forward. Today we remember the power of community to offer healing and support to those in need. Today we know the reality of being Easter people, fearful of where we are, but knowing that we are never lost from God's sight, that God motivates us and is with us as we gather courage and voice to move forward, that we are loved by God. Trust God. God's Spirit surrounds us and moves us to be God's love in the world. With God urging us on, how can we refuse? Hallelujah.